Hey, party people. Welcome to Pop Culture Draft Night here on the Front Row Network and NPR Illinois. My name is Phil Rockwell. I am your host, and we got a good one today, folks. We are dipping into the well of horror and ghouls and goblins and doing a best ghost draft in honor of Halloween this year. But before we get to that, some housekeeping notes. It is now nearly November, which means the 2019 summer box office draft competition has concluded, and your champion is my brother, Andrew Rockwell, who smoked the rest of us. We are all toast. We are charred, coated in carbon. My brother totaled $1.4 billion in box office. None of the rest of us made even a billion. Not only that, he did it with eight movies as two of his picks, Ad Astra and The New Mutants, were both pushed out of the summer and possibly one of them to streaming oblivion. And then, of course, our last draft, our most recent draft, the Stephen King adaptation draft, was Ryan Lewton's In a Walk. You guys weren't into my obscure audio plays. Lewton's won damn near every round. He won the overall vote. Yeah, the guy just knew how to pick and cleaned up. But as for today's draft, I got to tell you guys, it's a nutty one. It's a bonkers one. It's myself, my wife, and a dear, dear friend, Zach Vroman. Remember that name, folks. He is going to be a dominant force now and in future drafts. But appropriate to the season, this one got weird. It got wacky. So, without further ado, the Pop Culture Draft Night Ghost Draft.
Zach, do you spell your name with an H or a K?
An H. No Zach Morris style here, okay? Straight H.
Yeah, we're dignified.
Zach.
Dignified.
Like the Bible has it.
Yes, Zacharias.
Is that true? I don't know. I just...
Pretty sure.
When I was taking piano lessons, I was taking them from a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh.
Who did not like when I was like, God, at the piano. When things weren't going my way. But my mom had always told me that my name, I had one L because that's how it is in the Bible. And I said that in front of her, and she lost her shit. Why? She said it was wrong.
Did you say, are you calling my mom a liar? Are you calling my mom a liar?
All right, kids. Pick one, round one. Zachary Vroman.
Wow. Okay. Boy, least experienced. Okay, here we go. I went with, should I explain it first or just say it first?
You can do it whichever way you want to. Some people like to, like, tell a story that leads to the pick, or
Hector from Coco. Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Yeah, I took it.
Good one.
I took it. Sorry. No story needed. Love the movie. Love everything about it. The best character in the movie. And I was never one of those people who, they finally got a movie about us, or finally made this about us and we can all relate. And then all of my family went to see it, and my wife and I are like, no, I'm not going to go see that tearjerker of a movie. We stayed home. We get back, or they all get back with my mom with the kids, and tears still in everyone's eyes. And so finally when we saw it, it was like, okay, I get it now. That was superb.
Yeah, Coco was like, I think How to Train Your Dragon, we had the same reaction. Ooh. Where we started it and we were like, okay, yeah. And then I don't remember what the switch was, but there was some point where it just all started clicking.
Right.
And yeah, by the end, it was quite the tearjerker.
Yeah.
And we're white people.
I thought you guys have dragons, no? Is that the appeal?
No.
Oh, all right. No. Never mind.
Baby.
Yeah.
Put away your I'm embarrassed to be married to my husband face. And give me your first pick.
I'm going to go with the most probably famous, I think. I'm going to go with Casper.
Casper, the friendly ghost. Yeah.
Because,
good call.
Hello, he's played by Devin Sawa.
Okay. Was Devin Sawa really that? Okay. Devin Sawa, or Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Oh, JTT for sure.
Okay. Mm.
But, I mean, there was a point in Now and Then.
Okay.
Where Devon Sawa's character is running with, when they took his pants.
With his shirt off?
No, no, no. Like remember Baywatch? When they took his clothes?
I have not seen Now and Then.
Oh, wait, well, the guys were skinny dipping. And the girls went and took their clothes. So the boys had to run with, like, things over their area. And there's one point where Devon Sawa, like, crouches to pick up his clothes. I'm not joking. My friends and I paused it to try to catch and see if we could see anything.
See anything.
Wow. And when was this?
Spoiler alert. When was could this? Not.
Oh.
94? Oh. 93, 94, I think, was when Now and Then came out.
So Now and Then is like kind of the Spice Channel of movies.
She doesn't know the Spice Channel.
Wow. Oh gosh.
So this is how I guess desperate and horny teenagers were in the early 90s. This was before cable. Did they have the boxes yet even? On the dial of the our cable channels, there was a really just jacked up, like jagged, static filled stream of a pornography channel. Now I don't know.
Yes,
I don't know if it was. It had to have been available to someone.
Yeah, yeah, through it was cable, like pay-per-view-y stuff.
But it became such a scandal. Like I remember my math teacher in junior high like wrote a letter to the newspaper and kids are watching this and I'm like you can't see.
No, there's nothing to
anything.
See.
There's nothing to
it's
see.
Just a huge snowstorm. And then every once in a while you'll catch some side boob and you're like that was it.
That was it.
I saw it.
This is
And then there was always
free internet.
Yeah, there was always that story of they accidentally turned it on for an hour, and I could watch it nonstop for an hour. It's like, that never happened, bro.
That did not happen.
Well, the other aspect of Casper, going back to that for just a moment. That,
no, this is about digressions. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Pop Culture Digression Network.
Is just the fact that I'm not a big scary movie person, so Casper's a friendly ghost.
Yeah.
There you go. I like it. So you're going movie version Casper. Not
I'm
going like,
to go with that. Casper,
you don't do
correct.
Comic books or the cartoon series that they had.
I don't know how we're doing this draft.
No, nah, it's all encompassing.
All
I'm not going to be
like
dropped. Well, I might want to leave open Casper the Friendly Ghost from the Penny Slot Machine for later rounds. But no, I think I'll just blanket.
Okay.
You got all the Casper.
I like it.
Because you know what? I got the bonus on that thing, and I won $3.20. So
that's a
that
win.
Game.
So she just took that from you.
Casper is gone.
Casper is gone.
All right. So I have a problem with these drafts. I always lose because I try and get cute.
Mm.
So
that must be tough for you. Oh, burn.
Ooh, wife burned, but she married me anyway. So the nice thing about being on the turn is I can do one for the people and one for me. So like the first one I'm going to take is Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only ghost to appear in all three films, the one and two and then the 2016 one.
I like it.
He had his own cartoon for a while. He was the one thing they added to the cast when the real Ghostbusters cartoon came out. So he is as essential a part of Ghostbusters as...
Don't forget he had his own... Ecto Cooler flavor.
That's right. He had Hi-C.
Hi-C Ecto Cooler.
And I'm sure there was a cereal that was probably nasty at some point. It seems like there was a cereal for everything.
Slimer O's or something.
Yeah.
That Hi-C was garbage, by the way.
Was it really?
Ecto Cooler. No good. It was green.
It limish?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
We weren't allowed to drink that when we were kids.
Oh.
We weren't allowed to drink Kool-Aid or any of that stuff, so I never got to try Ecto Cooler.
What about soda? Your parents mainline Diet Mountain Dew.
I know, but no, I don't think we had that.
No?
I don't remember that, but I do remember specifically my mom was not about us having Kool-Aid. I'm happy about it because it's sugar water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Nothing against it. I'm just saying I never got to try Ecto Cooler.
Which makes Ecto Cooler even more marvelous because the fact that you can mess up sugar water is...
Yeah, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Okay. So the one for me is going to be Ghost Yoda. because I have to take one of the Star Wars ghosts. Mm-hmm. There's the Anakin ghost, which they jacked up in the remakes or the redos or
whatever.
Didn't
he just stand there smiling?
Yeah, he stood there smiling until George Lucas decided to replace the older actor with with Hayden Christensen, sure. Which, God bless that kid. Anybody who gets crap for being in the prequels, right. You would have been in the prequels too.
Yep.
You can't help what,
absolutely.
You know, that George Lucas,
they threw him a bone on that,
lost
one.
His damn mind. And then you have Obi-Wan ghost, who by the time Return of the Jedi came around, I'm pretty sure Alec Guinness had already written a book saying, I'm sick of Star Wars fans coming up to me. Mm-hmm. I played 7 characters in one movie and won an Academy Award for it. Get off my, and I got to come in and read George Lucas dialogue on my weekend. And then in The Last Jedi, which is my favorite Star Wars movie, Ghost Yoda comes in and just eradicates the Jedi history. Mm. There's a magic tree or something with some tomes of the Jedi history, and he just strikes them with lightning and they burst into flame. So he's a reformer.
Very cool.
He is the Martin Luther of Jedi ghosts. So for me, Ghost Yoda.
Wow.
Back to you, my lovely wife.
Back to me.
Boom.
Okay. So I read a book
when I was younger. First mistake.
I was obsessed with The Babysitter's Club.
Oh.
And then they came up with the Babysitter's Little Sister series. So Christie's stepsister had a series of books as well.
Yeah.
Then there was a special collection of crossover books from Babysitter's Little Sister.
This was crossover, so diverse. I didn't know this. Okay.
One of the special editions, I think it might have been the first one, was A Trip to Disney World. They ride on the Haunted Mansion ride.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen, the little sister.
Oh, Karen.
And Christy are on the ride together.
And they get a firecracker.
They get a hitchhiking ghost from the Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pick the hitchhiking ghost from the Haunted Mansion.
Very cool.
Okay. So the people that I am partners with in the front row, my crew, half of them are just Disney enthusiasts. So that is going to be a big pick for them.
Yes.
I know I've ridden on the Haunted Mansion, mm-hmm. but it's been 30 plus years.
No,
so
didn't you go on it when we went down there with?
No, you guys left me in the hotel room.
Oh, that's right.
Another wife burn.
Anyway.
Wow.
I'm a square, and I won't do.
You were partying with Mickey too hard the night before, or what?
Me and Daddy Nemo are just like racked out. Oh, yeah, it's too much. No, I won't do roller coasters, so I wasn't going to hold her back. She
it's
went with
not
my
a
brother.
Roller coaster, by the
no,
way.
No, but you guys were doing
I went with
coasters.
Andrew.
I'm not going to stand at the bottom of the line.
Hi, everybody.
I'll take your picture. I got that.
So I looked up their names. Apparently, there are 3 hitchhiking ghosts. I admit.
Oh, there's a trio. Oh.
Ezra, Phineas, and Gus.
Which one are you going with?
I have to choose one of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gus is such a generic ghost name.
I'm
going to
go
is
with...
Is he chubby? He's got to be chubby, right?
Probably.
Because isn't Gus and Cinderella...
The little chubby mouse?
The chubby mouse. Yeah.
I'll probably go with Phineas.
Phineas?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good name.
The hitchhiking ghost.
Yeah.
And in the book, the ghost not only... So you're on the ride, right? And you stare into a... like it's like a hologram with the ghost next to you.
Yeah.
It's like a mirror or whatever. So she's certain that this ghost is following her after the ride. And it freaked me out as a kid, thinking that if I ever got to go on this ride, I'd have a hitchhiking ghost.
Can I ask a question about the series?
Yeah.
So you have an older sister and a younger sister who don't spend enough time in the house together to like share a series. They split it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are they both babysitters or they were babysat?
Karen was babysat by Christy,
gotcha.
One of the so founding member of the Babysitter.
What was their What was their series called?
Babysitter's Little Sister.
Babysitter's Little. Okay,
it's pretty descriptive, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gives you exactly what
I
you
mean.
Expect.
It could have been like Babysitter's Little Stepsister, but I guess that doesn't have quite the
because
technically it was a stepsister.
Yeah,
twist.
Yeah.
Okay.
So about the hologram thing, that's actually that happened to me. When I went to the Prince concert where he was a hologram.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought he was following me.
Oh, yeah?
But it ended up being just like a 5-year-old girl.
Who had a glow stick on.
Yeah.
I was like, man, she's... How's okay. that happening?
Yeah. All right.
All right. You get two picks.
Wow. Okay. So for the first, wow, I don't know if for you or for me or for the people, I'm just going to go with Boo Berry, the cereal.
Boo Berry.
If I'm being honest, it is the worst of the Holy Trinity of monster cereals.
Monster cereals. Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone would agree that Count Chocula is number one.
Not me.
Wow. Frankenberry?
Frankenberry?
Yep.
So,
Mary.
Yeah. So,
I do not like chocolate flavored cereal.
But let's be clear.
Is this from your childhood where you didn't have Kool-Aid?
No, I just don't like it.
They're all low-grade Lucky Charms.
Oh.
Like, Lucky Charms is still the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about within the Holy Trinity.
Yeah. Of monster cereals.
Blueberry
is terrible. However, it's well-known.
Mm-hmm.
It makes its appearance from, what, September through November.
Yeah.
And then it goes back into hiding with all the others. But a funny story about Frankenberry, that was my favorite growing up until they discontinued those three.
Uh-huh.
And I was, like, so adamant about Frankenberry cereal that I started a petition to get it back in junior high. And I had, like, 15 people sign it.
That's like half of a class.
Right. But of course, because it was Illinois, I'm going to admit that six were forged signatures.
Ooh,
I made up those names.
Oh, no.
Oh, I would give so much money to see what those made up names were.
And I never sent it in, but I think the Cosmos recognized my desire for Frankenberries because they did.
Yeah, they brought it back.
They brought it back. Yeah.
So did you know, I actually heard on a podcast recently, they were talking about these cereals.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that there was also a fourth called Yummy Mummy?
Oh.
I didn't, but it sounds perfectly logical. What was Yummy's deal?
I don't remember what it was, but apparently it wasn't good. I'll look it up.
Yeah, it's probably just like little bits with used toilet paper in it, I'm guessing, is what it
So, to show you how much of a square I've been for the entirety of my life, I remember Count Chocula being one of the first things in college where, like, I'm independent of my parents now. They would never let me have those cereals.
Nice.
And they were omnipresent on television when we were kids. They were everywhere.
Yes.
Like, I'm going, I'm getting a big box of Count Chocula, and I did, and it was bad. It was so awful. The, like, oat to marshmallow ratio was
way off.
All jacked up.
Way off.
It's way too many oats, not enough marshmallows.
So, yeah, after they brought back the Frankenberry, my wife, God bless her, bought me two boxes, of which after the first bowl, I threw them away because it was awful.
They're not good.
They're not good.
Oh, that's so funny.
And so.
So just so you guys know,
Yummy Mummy
is a fruit flavor frosted cereal with vanilla flavor marshmallows. Slogan was, fruity yummy mummy makes your tummy go yummy.
Ooh.
Oh.
You used yummy twice in that slogan.
Yeah. It's not good.
Why would you do that?
Anyway.
There's some poor rhyming coming out of the 80s that
I guess you can't
actually
use crummy.
We'll get to some of it later.
You probably wouldn't want crummy in there.
Crummy in your
or
tummy.
Or dummy.
Yeah. Get some yummy mummy, you dummy. Yeah. That's not bad, actually.
80s cartoons were so aggressive.
Oh, man. Oh, so now I get to... Oh, boy. Okay, so I'm snaking back around. This is, what, third round now?
Yes. This is the start of the third round.
I'm so excited. I can't believe this lasted, actually. But I'm going to go with... Zero from Nightmare Before Christmas, the dog.
Oh, no.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
And that dog is just whipping all around, a loyal, constant companion. And so, yeah, I'm going with Zero.
Takes the head of the sleigh.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
That was the first movie that my daughter watched over and over and over again. Probably when she was just old enough to enjoy it, just young enough not to realize that they're monsters.
Yeah.
And then there was a gap where she was afraid to watch it again.
We watched it with the kids. I mean, there's some scary parts that Max was not happy about. Yes.
Forget about
absolutely.
It.
Great part of the movie as an adult, but as a kid,
the knife spinning around.
Oh, my gosh.
But it became one of my favorite movies of all time, just because when you watch it that many times and are yep. still seeing these little details and just how well constructed yeah. the world is, I love yeah. that movie.
The songs are fantastic.
Yeah, the songs are really good.
I really thought they were going to do some sequels with other holidays in the forest with the mm-hmm. trees, and I just, they said no.
Yeah.
One's good.
Why mess with perfection?
One's good.
You could put out a petition.
I could.
Yeah,
I could.
There are websites
my petitioning
for that now.
Days are done.
All right, wife.
All right. I am going to choose a character from one of my favorite video games.
Oh, no.
Oh, there it is. Cross
I'm going to go with Inky from...
You're picking Inky?
I'm picking wow. Inky. I like Inky.
Inky.
He seems like the friendliest of all of them. So I'm going to choose Inky from the ghost from Pac-Man.
Wow.
So just jumping right off back to the 80s rhyming thing.
Yeah.
They had Inky, Blinky, and Pinky.
Mm-hmm. And Clyde.
And Clyde.
And Clyde. Mm-hmm. So Clyde is the Karen of the, like, Inky, Blinky, and Pinky were like, we're a trio, dude. It's like right. Three Musketeers. We don't need a fourth. Right. No, the balance is all off. We need a fourth.
For sure, man.
What
this
do
ain't
you call
no tricycle.
Him? We can call him Stinky.
Stinky.
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, it's rude.
Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
What? Why would you do that?
I'm guessing they owed somebody. Like, Clyde Thompson was like a friend of theirs. And they like really picked on him as a kid. And they're like, look, we'll just throw your name
throw
in
your
here.
Throw your bone, Clyde.
I want to know why you like were so judgmental about my choice.
Oh, Blinky's the best. Mm. If you think about a ghost that has to blink.
But here's
that's
the thing,
scary.
You guys.
That's scary stuff.
Blue is my favorite color. And the other ones are that harsh, warm tone, red, pink, and orange.
Yeah.
Looks terrible on my skin tone.
So sure.
Good
blue.
Point.
Sure.
That's a good point. In the research for this, which did occur, they said that Clyde was the slowest and would just bumble around the course.
Okay. So when the Japanese created this game originally, each character had a personality. There was the chaser, right, who would obviously just
Blinky?
Haul ass.
That's Pinky.
The only one I remember is Clyde, and I'll get to that. There was the ambusher, so who waits for you to get into a corner and then comes and gets you. There was Fickle, which I guess is just going to do whatever, like chases after you but then gets tired. It's like, I'm going to go over here. But Clyde, who was said to have a pokey personality, was feigned ignorance. That was his like programming. So I guess he's just like looking off, like, oh, I don't know what's going on. And then he comes after you.
Literally running into walls.
Yeah. Just like, what is his. God,
wow.
Thank God we didn't
which is
give him a rhyming name.
They're ghosts and yet they're bound by barriers. That was weird.
Yeah.
I think they could just flow through there.
I actually saw a meme the other day that explained why ghosts go through walls.
Can I?
To get to the other side?
Nope.
Okay.
But that would have been good. No.
Did you just ba-dump bump me?
Yeah.
There was a silent ba-dump.
Give me the sound.
It was just the straight hand signal.
Yeah, just da-da-da.
That was good.
No, it's because...
Is that a foxtrot?
Yeah.
When they died, the house had a different construction. So then when it was remodeled, but the ghost still goes in the
ghost is still held in place by the old walls?
Right.
Ghost walls.
This was a meme?
Or it's like maybe it's like the time and place, they're stuck in that time and place. So they keep going back and forth in the route they used to walk.
Okay.
Very interesting.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Were Ms. Pac-Man's ghosts the same names?
No. Well.
Yeah, they were.
I think there were two additional ones.
Wow.
I think there was Sue.
Sue was one, yeah. Mm-hmm. So one of the most famous haunted house movies of all time is actually a haunted hotel movie, which is The Shining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And probably the most iconic ghosts from The Shining are the little girl twins.
The twins.
So I am drafting the twins.
Mm-mm, you have to pick one of them.
The tall twin.
The tall twin?
Yeah.
The older one.
The older twin.
The tall twin.
Tall twin from The Shining. The one, if we were doing the ones that messed me up the most, it would be the beautiful lady who comes out of the tub and transforms into a older lady who is having some problems keeping her flesh on her person. But I think the little girls are too iconic to to pass up. So
good call. You've been there. Have you been there? You've been there?
We didn't go.
Yeah, we've been to, it's in
Estes Park.
Estes Park.
We've driven past it.
My brother got married there. And so, the thing is the interior was a soundstage.
Oh.
So if you go, it's not like you're not recognizing. Like, oh, this is where she hit Jack Nicholson with a bat. Right. No, there's nothing like that.
Gotcha.
Let
down.
So I have one top tier left. I was going to leave it for the lady in here because this sounds like something young ladies would do after they're done reading The Babysitter's Club.
Oh.
And that is invoke Bloody Mary.
That scared the shit out of me. Sorry.
So reading on the history, I guess it started as you were supposed to hold a candle and a mirror and walk backwards invoking Bloody Mary, and if you saw a skull, it meant you were going to die before you got married. So it had a nice little patriarchal spin,
right?
Too, because
trying to get
that's what's most
child
important.
Marriages passed.
Yeah, so super creepy has been ripped off.
We always had to spin and in front of a mirror. You go in a dark room in front of a mirror and you spin and say Bloody Mary.
You spin?
Yeah, you like turn around.
That sounds like a terrible. That's like.
That's a good way to get a concussion.
Yeah.
Hitting your head on the toilet.
Maybe that's how you see her.
Maybe.
You get a concussion and you start hallucinating.
That is something that's just bound to go viral. Teenage kid with brain damage because playing Bloody Mary. And hey, we come from the generation. We come from the generation that had to tell people not to go down in the sewers after the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie came out.
That was understandable, though. I still...
That was understandable.
Every time I pass by a sewer grate, I'm like, should
I? One in my yard. Do you remember that? In my parents' yard had the manholes in the yard.
All we needed was a crowbar. It's possible.
We can still do it.
Let's go right after this.
Oh, we're back to you,
back
my
to
lovely.
So I'm going to go with another video game icon. And I'm going to take King Boo.
I knew that was coming.
Okay, there's the Little Boos, they were originally. There is Big Boo, which is the bigger version. And then there is King Boo, who is the final boss in Luigi's Mansion. Which one do you want?
I'm going to take King Boo.
You do want
because
King Boo.
I liked to use him on Mario Kart.
Oh, okay. Mario Kart. See, that just... That I have such a blind spot for that game. Yeah. Mario Kart was never on the thing.
Really? You are not a Mario Kart fan.
We just never got it. No, Mario Kart's great.
Oh.
But it was just one of those games that never, I think when it got popular, we were in the PlayStation ecosystem.
PlayStation 1.
Yeah. So we just weren't there for the start.
Gotcha.
I myself would have gone with Big Boo, because I specifically recall trying to get over that dude and doing that like bicycle kick move you do when
he's
you're
acting
jumping
it out,
in real life.
Oh boy,
it helps. the controller knows when you are flailing off the couch to give you that extra little. I got a clear boo.
Yep.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah,
it knows
energy.
Yeah, clear boo.
Got a clear boo. Okay.
All right. There we go. Moving on.
Good steal. All right. Okay. So I'm going to go with one of the coolest shows I've seen recently. Twice in the show, I screamed out loud. And so I'm going to go with the Bent Neck Lady from Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, no.
Off of Netflix.
Yeah. She's not going near that.
That show
is rad.
Is so good. And of course my wife is laughing hysterically at me because I screamed.
Sure.
It was a manly scream. The first one. The second one was just pure.
You only have so many that you can use.
That was But it was such a good show. And this bent neck lady freaked me out. Mm-hmm. Like, freaked me out. So
it sounds scary.
It is.
Does she have scoliosis?
Spoiler alert. Can I spoil this?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was a hanging. So, bent, you know, the
chiropractors aren't big in the afterlife. No. So she couldn't get that worked out.
Right. Which,
yeah, there's got to be a market for that, right?
No pro bono work for them, I guess, in the afterlife.
Pro bono, get it?
Oh.
Bone-o.
Can I do the...
Yeah.
Okay. I did the finger trick.
The right. Silent bump bump.
Yeah. So I went with bent neck lady.
You get another pick.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to go with something, I guess, a little more recognizable because I've got a weird look from you on that one. I'm going to go with Ghost Rider because I'm a comic book guy. Yeah, sorry, man.
Is that the Nicolas Cage version?
No, it's the comic book version. There is no Nicolas Cage version.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've blocked those two movies out.
I'm going to go ahead and put that on here, comma, Nicolas Cage.
I deserve that. Great character.
Great
spooky
design.
Yeah, just a very... It's a cool backstory. Mm-hmm. Sells his soul.
Save his father. And
it's just, and now he goes and he kills bad people.
Yeah. This will be the second time we're Mephisto adjacent on a podcast with you.
Yes. How about that? Great story, though. Great artwork on those original Ghost Rider.
Yeah. Did he show up in the Max line? Do you remember?
I don't know. But I have heard rumors of... So he was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Cool story. I thought he fit in well. And then there's rumors of another movie being...
Well, they're doing everything else.
Well, they have to because it's a money-making machine.
Okay. So I was going to go originally with Moaning Myrtle from Harry Potter.
Sure.
Okay.
But we just watched the first one, two nights ago with Rory for the first time.
She read the book.
Cool. Watching the movie.
Yeah,
she loved it too, which is awesome.
And I forgot how delightful Nearly Headless Nick is. So I'm going to go with Nearly Headless Nick from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Funny.
The expression on Hermione's face when she asks, how can you be nearly headless? And he goes, burnt. Okay. Thank you.
Not to mention Moaning Myrtle was super creepy.
And super annoying. But I feel like she's recognizable. So that's what I was going to do, but changed my mind at the last minute.
So with my next pick... I am going with Moaning Myrtle.
You would.
Because here's the deal. There's something very, for lack of a better word, virginal about the Harry Potter books. Mm-hmm. It's very, very sort of sex doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. But then yet she shows up in the movie and she's just there to be perverted.
Straight horny.
Like she goes under the water when the boys are in the hot tub. She's just boy crazy. And the thing that was nuts to me that I found out, the woman who played Moaning Myrtle was 36.
Really?
When she showed up in the made her first performance as Moaning Myrtle.
Huh.
So that's actually creepier than the character.
Yeah.
That she is under middle-aged the water woman of,
just, yeah.
What was he at the time, 10, 11?
Yeah, 11 in her first, 12 at her. When she appeared for the first time.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. The resident pervert of the Harry Potter franchise,
right.
Moaning Myrtle.
And they have to give her the name Moaning also. Can't just call her Myrtle.
No.
It's not creepy enough.
We want to make sure you know what's going on here. So, man, there's still some good ones left. So, I got to rep my beloved city of Chicago. One of the most unique horror movies of the 90s, maybe late 80s. I'm going with Candyman.
Wow.
Who haunted the projects of Cabrini Green in Chicago, R.I.P.
Gone but never forgotten.
Gone but never forgotten.
Yes.
Especially if you've gone there at the wrong time.
Yes.
Very interesting design. He had a hook for a hand and then had bees that he could summon out of his mouth.
I was going to ask, that's the the cover of that VHS tape was an eyeball with bees around it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nasty.
I don't like close-ups of eyeballs. That's just weird.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's just very weird to me.
Yeah, it depends on the eyeball, too. There can be some bad ones. Candyman, in his actual life, was lynched for interracial love. He was probably the only black lead in a horror movie till Get Out.
Jeez. I never thought about that before.
Is there anything that's... I mean, in the 70s, they had plenty, like Blackula.
Well, yeah, you had called blaxploitation movies.
But when Night of the Living Dead had one in the 60s, that was a pretty radical act, but... In the heyday of like the slasher movies with Jason and Michael Myers and Freddy, he was the only.
You got like very friendly and you called him Mike. Instead of Michael.
This will be the second time. Each other? Second time in the podcast that I've done that, and I got endless shit for it last time.
You guys know each other?
Yeah. All right. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
We go back.
Me and old Mike Myers.
He's my roommate.
That reminds me of a joke. I haven't been to the. Work out in so long that I have to call it the James. Anyway,
I don't even remember. Was that my first or second?
That was your
pick?
Second.
That was my second pick. So,
oh yeah, you went with Moaning Myrtle.
Oh, and Candyman, Jordan Peele is producing a remake in the next couple years. So I'm interested to see how that goes. Better still be in Chicago.
Candyman 2. Electric Boogaloo. Cool.
Take it way back.
So I have a question for my next pick. It may or may not be legit.
Ooh.
Okay.
I was interested in taking the Phantom of the Opera, but he's technically not a ghost.
No, he's not a ghost.
Then my second pick will be Patrick Swayze's character the movie. What is his name?
Sam Wheat.
Sam Wheat.
Crossed off my list.
I was going to make her, you have to get the name right or you don't get it.
Oh, one of those. Oh, yes, you're putting yours Sam down Wheat. Too as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bye.
Yeah. Good choice.
Thank you.
Great choice.
Was that another one that made you, your heart pitter-patter?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's beautiful when they're making pottery together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it was Devon Sawa in that scene?
Yeah. Make me some pottery.
That scene always grossed me out. I don't like getting my hands dirty.
See, we grew up in the Naked Gun era. So before I ever saw Ghost, I saw Naked Gun's version of that. That's where the funny. Pottery just falls over and they get slapped with clay, wet clay.
Right.
So it's amazing how many movies, as I went into film school and started seeing the actual movies, I'm like, oh, that's what that Naked Gun joke was.
Oh, shoot. All right. I am going to go with one of the most recognizable ghosts of all times, Ghost of Christmas Present.
Oh,
I'm going
really?
With the Ghost of Christmas Present.
From which iteration?
We shouldn't have to pick. I got all the Caspers.
I'm going from Scrooged. What do you think about that? Yes, absolutely.
Oh, come on, man.
Scrooged is such a great movie.
Oh, that kills me.
It is so good. Well,
and she's brought on
the sixth round. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Carol Kane just comes on to beat the living piss out of Bill Murray.
That's it.
Like, I don't know what she taught him. I know she punched him in the face.
Yes.
Like, numerous times.
Numerous times.
Unbelievable.
Great movie.
There's the Muppet Christmas Carol. There's all these. And
the original. The original.
The one that I wrote down.
No, it's
unbelievable.
Scrooged. Absolutely. So good. Oh, boy. I snake back around.
Yep.
Again, this is going to be a question.
Mm-hmm.
Space Ghost?
I'll allow it.
One of the best talk shows of all time?
Yes.
Just an absolutely under the radar. Well, maybe it wasn't. I guess it was pretty big in the 90s, right?
For the people who loved it, it was huge.
It was so good.
Yeah.
And the Praying Mantis?
Uh-huh.
Do you have any idea what I'm talking about here?
No.
It's so good.
So apparently he was a superhero.
He was like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon in the 60s or 70s, something like
that. And so he then goes on to trade in his superhero ways to start a talk show. And he's got a cast of characters.
Yeah, was it Zorak?
Yeah.
What was the name of so he had a praying mantis. And whatever the hell that other guy was. Looked like it was kind of like a kabuki mask.
Yeah, yeah.
But they would get his guests were real people that would clearly sit down with a producer and just have a conversation that they would then script in to
the
space
cartoon.
Ghosts, like just lunacy. So
yeah.
They made sense, but it wasn't like they matched up. It wasn't like they were doing a script.
Right.
So I remember Bobcat Goldthwait was one of them. Like, we're going to have to hunt this down. Because so it is good. Truly a great artifact
now,
of our teenage
they
years.
Were not full episodes, right? Weren't they just like 12-minute clips here and there, like
see,
attached
I think,
to something?
I think they did 15-minute episodes.
Okay.
And then when Cartoon Network was really using them, they would air them back-to-back, so it would fill out 30 minutes.
Right.
But the thing about Space Ghost, there's an episode, I don't know what it had to do with, but at some point, they're worried about like shark missiles, like sharks just flying in and killing people.
Who doesn't?
And there is a way that Space Ghost says, oh no, when one hits his stage, that has now become, it became the way that I say, oh no.
Well, no bees are going to get in here. Not in my airtight fortress.
Yeah, well, all the windows are cracked open.
Hey man, crack a window open. Oh no!
And it stuck with me forever. And every time I hear myself say, I go, oh God, that's from Space Ghost.
Space Ghost.
Okay, Ben.
I am going to take Dr. Crow from The Sixth Sense.
Wow.
Dr. Malcolm Crowe.
Great choice.
That's a great movie.
It really is.
The only problem with it is it's a movie you can really only watch once because once you know what's happening, mm-hmm. it's like...
And some points kind of stretch.
Yeah.
Being like when he has lunch with his wife,
mm-hmm.
but he's really just sitting at the table. And I understand like the idea is they don't understand that they're dead. Right. But from a viewer's perspective, it's like, nah.
No go.
But the first time you watch it, you're like, what? At least I was.
Yeah.
So.
That was like, maybe not, but that was kind of the first time where I saw people get furious over the spoiler alert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that movie, I just stuck in my head as, you just ruined
what
that
intro.
How dare you? Yeah.
See, for me, like, the way I watch movies now, I read the synopsis for Infinity War before I saw it, and I did the same thing with The Last Jedi, because for me, it's, I take away that tension of what is going to happen, and I get to just look at how the story plays out mm-hmm. and how it's crafted together. Okay, oh, Malcolm Crowe is gone. This will be, what, my 7th and 8th?
Yes.
Yeah. Is this... So, leaning into the final round?
Leaning into the final
What's
round.
Our final round? 8?
8. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You have too many choices?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So, no. 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 Oh, crap. This sucks. Okay. So, I'm going to go with one of the creepiest... bad guys in modern movies, and that is Samara Morgan from The Ring.
Mm-hmm.
I tried watching that movie in high school.
Why?
Tried?
I got 5 minutes in and saw the first...
Yeah, they kill someone in the first reel.
And I started crying.
Wow.
So we had to turn it off.
And you said no go.
No go. What's her name?
Samara Morgan.
Okay.
You said, get me some more Kool-Aid to calm down.
Yeah.
She was a little girl who had psychic powers that scared the people around her, and her mother strangled her with a trash bag, threw her in a well. That is textbook how you make a ghost.
Yeah.
So
101. Ghost making 101.
So my final pick.
Oh, boy.
is going to be likely the scariest ghost that any of us could ever possibly encounter. So I am going with Bill Cosby in Ghost Dad. Because the idea of Bill Cosby being able to walk through walls is terrifying, everybody.
Yeah.
So let's put this nightmare to rest. No. Bill Cosby, Ghost Dad, terrifying.
I thought just the movie itself was terrifying.
I saw Leonard Part 6 in the theater. Did you?
You still want?
I don't know what that is.
You still want to stay married to this guy?
Maybe once I know what it is, I'll file for divorce.
So Leonard Part 6 was
a spy. It's trash. You know what? Shout out to Guilty Pleasures. That's one they should do.
Yeah.
Like he gets some magic butter that he uses to fight off lobsters at some point.
Yeah.
Like just weird.
Yeah.
All right, babe.
All right.
Close it down.
So my last pick is going to be the ghost that had sex with Anna Nicole Smith.
Holy
wow. Wow. We have a
what
winner.
What a pull.
We have a winner. That's what she said.
My
Moving on.
Yep.
Wow. That's a great call.
Are you going to contextualize that at all for people who don't know the hip to Anna Nicole Smith?
How long ago has it been since she passed?
Oh, God.
It's been a
8-9 years? Longer?
I think it's been longer.
So, let's see. I would have been maybe, like, in college, and it was at a time when, like, my friend and I were sharing a subscription to People magazine. And I remember reading that and thinking, this bitch be crazy.
You know, there was also a story recently about a woman who married a ghost pirate. I think in Britain, and then wanted to get a divorce from said ghost pirate. Because
what did he do?
Well, you think you'd know what you're getting into if you marry a plunderer and pillager.
You can't work something out.
I don't know.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah, you hate to see it.
No, you do.
Damn, baby, that's fantastic.
I feel like I just won with that.
So I'm pretty sure you did.
Probably. Pick me.
I think you definitely won the final round.
Okay. I've got two extremes. So I've got one that is a little more, I don't know, acceptable than the other. But I'm just going to, after that, I'm just going to try. I'm going to pull it out, my dark horse, and I'm going to go with the ghost poop.
What?
You know, when you poop and then you go to look at and it's gone.
It's gone.
Okay.
But you have evidence that it was there because you're wiping. So at one point it existed and it's just gone now.
This is upsetting to me.
Why is that?
I was never deeply concerned about that situation, and now I'm like, oh my God.
Because every time it happens, you go, wait, I did poop, right?
Yeah.
And then you take evidence. And
there's nothing there.
And it's gone.
It's troubling.
I had fun on my last appearance of your podcast, so thank you very much for having me.
We will see you out now.
Yeah.
That's, wow. I told you I like surprises.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Well,
I've been
have
surprised
to hand it
by
to you. That was...
Thank you.
That was
Anna Nicole's sex ghost. In my research for today, never crossed my mind.
So are there any that you didn't pick that you feel deserve? I'm looking through my...
So are these our honorable mentions?
Yeah.
So can I give you my one that...
Yeah.
Instead, I went with ghost poop.
Because when you should.
When I could have gone with...
Like a... Goddamn American.
I could have gone with the Holy Spirit.
Oh!
and so, telling you what kind of person I am, I chose the ghost poop.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than the Holy Spirit, even though my daughter just served last night in church. So, she's an altar girl.
That's adorable.
It is.
I remember my brother got confirmed because he knew he'd get presents.
Oh. I went to baseball practice rather than getting confirmed.
Oh, no kidding?
And my grandparents have not forgiven my mom yet. So,
was that for Firefighters or was that Rudy's?
No, it would have had to been later. It would have had been Red Sox.
Oh, no kidding?
You get 13, 14 confirmed.
Zach and I play baseball together. That's why we know each other. And then we go to Tim's Corner.
Yep.
Huff the comic book boxes.
Oh, that smells good. Open a few bags.
Well,
who are your honorable mentions?
I'm looking at my wife. I want to know if she has anything in her back pocket on a scale of...
No, I don't have anything as good as that.
You left it all out on the field.
Yeah. That's fantastic. I was interested in doing and picking a quote-unquote real-life ghost. There is a hill in Iowa where if you go and you put your car in park, the ghost will drag your car up the hill.
Oh.
I've never been there, but thought that that sounded interesting. So I was going to choose that ghost, but...
There's another one that I don't know if it's local. A lot of these things are local, but local because someone heard about it somewhere else. But if you put baby powder on the roof of your car.
Oh, yeah.
And then drive across this certain area, it looks like baby footprints are on the... So that was one.
So you've got a ghost baby that can leap on top of a car? Is that what that...
Basically.
Is there anything creepier than... Do you remember the baby in Trainspotting? That's like climbing on the wall?
Yeah, that's true.
It's terrifying. So I had King of the Dead, the Oathbreakers from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I picked Gengar, or I had Gengar, Pokemon ghost type.
Oh.
In honor of
my
daughter. Technically, Freddy Krueger is a ghost.
I saw that. I said no.
I put him aside because he does feel more like a monster than a ghost. Yeah. But he was technically murdered by... The city, of course.
By the city?
Like the people in the town.
Oh.
All came together and killed him.
I thought it was like some city worker, some city sanitation worker. Like he was like hiding in a dumpster and he like accidentally dumped him in the garbage truck.
You have failed to shovel your walk for the last time.
Damn you, Frederick Krueger. I call him Freddy. We're friends.
Yeah. King Hamlet.
I was thinking about King Hamlet, but I was thinking more like Big Hamlet was more powerful. Like Big Boo and King Boo.
And you have to kick your legs to get over
it. Yeah, and you had to. I mean, the controller knew that, but moving on.
So this was going to be my last pick, but I couldn't decide between two of them. So Field of Dreams.
Yes.
Had Shoeless Joe Jackson, but then I remembered Moonlight Graham, and I couldn't decide... Which of the two do you take? The star? Do you take the sentimental favorite, the kid who gets his one shot and then sacrifices it so he can get a hot dog out of a little girl's throat?
Save her life.
So those were mine, but holy smokes, we ran the gamut.
Yeah.
Let's read everybody's teams real quick. Okay. So Zach, your team, Hector from Coco.
Solid.
Booberry. Zero. Nightmare Before Christmas. Wasn't even on my list.
Still like
I feel terrible.
Still like that one.
Bent Neck Lady from The Haunting of Hill House. For Ghost Rider. Ghost of Christmas Present. Space Ghost. And Ghost Poop.
Right.
Boy, I tell you what. Randy's Ghosts. Casper. Phineas. From the Hitchhiking Ghost from The Haunted Mansion. Inky from Pac-Man. King Boo from Mario, Nearly Headless Nick from Harry Potter, Sam Wheat from Ghost, Dr. Crow from The Sixth Sense, and the ghost that had intercourse with Anna Nicole Smith. Now my pedestrian team after that. Slimer from Ghostbusters, Ghost Yoda, the tall twin from The Shining.
Solid.
Bloody Mary, Moaning Myrtle from Harry Potter, Candyman, Samara Morgan from The Ring, and Bill Cosby in Ghost Dad.
Ghost Dad.
I love this. There are some bonkers picks on this that I never would have seen
that
coming.
That is too funny.
Thank you, wife.
You're welcome.
For your Us Weekly and People Magazine patronage.
Yes.
Zach, thank you for bringing your bowel habits.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you might want to get that checked out.
You know, I would. That's something that
you know what's you know what they're going to ask for.
Well, they don't have a box to check that off on your questionnaire when you get there.
Your box is a little light, sir.
It's there. Trust me.
It's there. Just stir around.
Oh,
you'll get something on a stick.
Oh, my goodness.
I told you things were going to get weird, everybody. I warned you. So now it's time to turn it over to you. If you would like to vote on the Pop Culture Draft Night Ghost Draft, of course you do. One must make a stand when ghost poop is involved. You can't just let that one lie. So if you would like to vote, you can go to the Front Row Network Facebook page. There will be a survey for you to fill out. If you are more of a Twitter person, if you're not into platforms that are ruining our democracy, vote at PCDN Podcast on Twitter. The pinned tweet will also take you to the survey where you can vote. If you enjoyed this draft, I suggest you check out some of the other Front Row Network holiday happenings on our Front Row Network podcast feed. We like the horror stuff. We like the ghouls and goblins. We got lots of movie reviews, interviews. I did an interview with Babak Anvari, who is the director of the film Wounds that you can see now on Hulu. It was my first interview of another person since I interviewed my parents for a grade school project. So give that a listen. It was a good talk. I really, really liked his movie. And if you want to see a white man crumble, whew, boy, I can't think of a better movie than Wounds to watch. So check that out. Check out everything we got going on the Front Row Network. And we will be back in November with a new Pop Culture Draft.